everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Oh, this one's an interesting one. Oh my. Listen. So shout out to Draco the Ruler, ladies and gentlemen. Him and his brother. They got a part of the Stink Team. Draco is one of the hottest artists in LA. His brother's name is Ralphie. They put out an album called A Cold Day in Hell. It's out right now. During this interview, Draco was a bit distracted. He wasn't fully engaged. So thank God his brother was there, picked up the slack. You could actually see what I mean by just going on YouTube and watching it. But shout out to them. And shout out to our sponsors, Odd Socks. OddSocksOfficial.com, keyword bootleg Kev. At checkout, you'll save 20% off of all the socks that they got, man. They got some crazy ones. ET, you know what I'm saying? Really, the WWE socks are the fucking wave. Their selection of WWE socks are amazing. If you're into anime, they got Naruto. If you're into Fruit Loops, they got Fruit Loop socks. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck you're into. Shout out to all you fat fucks out there eating Fruit Loops every morning. Go to Odd Socks Official and use the keyword bootleg cab at checkout. And you'll save 20% off. And check out their new underwear while you're at it. Let's get into the interview between Draco the Ruler and his brother, Ralphie the Plug. All right? It's the Bootleg Cab Podcast. Bootleg Cab Podcast. Special guests. The brothers are here. A Cold Day in Hell. Ralphie the Plug, Draco the Ruler. You got to pick that mic up, Ralphie.
Oh, yeah, gang it up.
Yeah. Welcome, man. Hey, look, first of all, y'all really look the fuck alike.
No cap.
There's no confusion that you guys are.
A lot of people be acting like they don't know.
I ain't going to lie. When we was at the club with Drake, he said, nah, y'all brothers for sure.
Yeah, for
y'all
sure.
Look just alike.
That was a light flex.
Like, no, it seemed like a lot of people from out of town, they already know. But everybody from the city, they be acting like confused and shit.
How often do you get confused for him, Ralphie?
Oh, no, they know who I am.
But I'm saying, like, you ever just be in the mall somewhere, you got the jewelry on and shit, and they be like, oh, shit. Has that happened?
Sometimes, but the word is like, they know who I am because at first they didn't even know, like, we was even related.
Right.
They just act like we was just, like, two different people. Like, I don't know.
Talk about this. You know, obviously, you guys are brothers doing an album together. That had to come naturally. But like, how long has this been in the works? Like, when did this idea originally first happen?
Shit, you know, we've been talking about it, but you know, we'd be in jail and shit. So shit, either he'd go to jail or shit, nigga go to jail or some weird shit happen. But shit, the music been niggas been making the music.
Ralphie, because I know you were talking outside about. Like, you've been going crazy since you got out. When's the last time you were locked up?
Like 7 months ago. Damn. Yeah, like 7 months ago.
How long were you in for?
Like 3 years.
Oh shit, so you guys were locked up a lot of the same time. Shit. Same place or no?
He was in jail before us doing a violation. And then they was, you know, bullshit niggas. Hey.
We got a appearance in the interview.
What's up? All right, boy, play gummy bear for me. He got gummy bear.
We got Ralphie Jr.
Oh yeah, little Ralphie up here.
Ralphie.
He's turned up for sure.
Yeah.
Were you guys in this? Were you guys ever locked up at the same place ever?
Yeah.
Would they keep you guys separated on purpose?
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, they K2'd us and they K5. Well, they K everything. Me, they put him in high power after a while. They like, fuck that. We don't even want him walking around. He too much of a problem.
When you say a problem, like what? How are you a problem in jail? Like, what are the things?
Because he's so famous, and everybody wants to get a piece of Mr. Famous Draco. So you know, everybody want to. Oh, let me squabble. There's too much commotion. They like, you know. And then he's just too high power. And then the police start doing all this bullshit because it's fucking. He tweet anything, and then they go fucking blow shit out of proportion. And now janky detective, go bring it to the court. And then now she do some. What she do? She did some weird shit.
Yeah, she got my privileges too.
She got all his privileges taken and shit. All that type of shit
for tweeting. How do you were tweeting it like you? How do you?
He didn't even say nothing either. He said some shit like, "Oh, I'm finna stop rapping." They were trying to like take my career or something from me, and then the fans just start going crazy. Oh, fuck that bitch ass! And then next you know they took it out on him and put him in high power.
Ooh, so is that like solitary? Were you in the box?
Yeah,
23-1.
That's as far as it gets.
Yeah, it was like 4 by 6 or something.
23 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
So you what? I mean, they don't let you have to wash your ass.
Shower, anymore? But it won't be that long. You'll be like, you gotta shower damn near everybody else that get them same amount of hours. So by the time you come out, it's like a little quick little bullshit shower.
Hey Draco, being in a 4 by 6 cell 24 hours a day, right? That's got to be mentally fucking with you, man.
Oh yeah, crazy.
Do you kind of go crazy? I feel like it's kind of hard to be the same when you come out from that. All you got is your thoughts.
What? That's all you got.
No cap.
How'd you get through that, man?
That nigga stay on the phone all fucking day.
See, not down there.
Oh, yeah, not
no
down
phone.
There.
No phone. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's well, when you wasn't in there, you was all day. Every time I called, this nigga on the phone.
Just like reading books and working out and listen to the radio, I guess, because it ain't really too much else to do.
That's crazy.
Listen to other people talk all day, lie about shit.
You just hear people screaming from their cell. Y'all tell us, yeah.
No cap.
That's crazy. Yeah, I can't even imagine, man. That's got to be like, I feel like I don't know how that really rehabilitates anybody. You know what I'm saying?
That makes it crazy.
Like, that got to make anybody, like, I don't care who you are, you can't come out from that and be the same. Like, bro, that's...
They know what they're doing. That's why so many smokers to go to 10-day flashes. Mm-hmm. Damn near. I seen them come 5 times my whole time. The whole time I was in the county, I seen them come 5 times. I'm like,
pause.
Get these nigga type of niggas, like, 10-day flashes and violations, but they always want to hit a nigga. This is my first case. They tried to do me like I was John Gotti.
Man.
I'm like, God damn.
That is crazy.
I was fighting life my whole time. This is my first life.
Right. First time, yeah.
God damn.
You mentioned reading, Draco. What books did you kind of like that kind of helped get you through that time?
I read Think and Grow Rich.
Napoleon Hill.
How to Read Your Own Mind, Napoleon Hill. I Will and the Devil, Napoleon Hill.
So Napoleon Hill's your guy.
Yeah. Self-help books, Art of War, 40 Laws of Power, all that stuff.
All right.
Jail books.
Is that what they call it? He said jail books. Those are the ones that's in there.
Niggas that's trying to rehabilitate, get their thoughts right, be sharper.
Right.
You know
he said jail books.
Yeah. Then you got the urbans and shit. You know, everybody off the urbans.
Well, you said, what is an urban?
It's like.
Like an urban novel?
Yeah, like basically a book that kind of. That's like written like a movie to where like some hood shit, like a hood movie. Like,
yeah, I can't read that.
It's like a hood wink. I was reading them up. I was reading all them movies. Sister Soldiers and all the little shits.
Damn, that's crazy. You can't even like like can't even like get a Maxim magazine in there or nothing, right? Like, do they consider that like bad if it's like a bitch in a bikini?
You can, but
okay, but not in
County. I mean, certain niggas got it, but other than that, hell no.
You can't read them type of books.
Oh yeah, they don't even got them books in the county. Well, no, it's something floating around, niggas that came down from the pen and shit. But
right.
Too many books floating around.
A Cold Day in Hell. Right, Draco, how many is this project number 3 or 4 for you since you've been out?
Yeah, it's 4. Wait, 5. Cause you re-recorded the
other
one. 5th project since you got out.
5.
And I talked to you, I don't even know when that was. It was shit. And you had just dropped the first one. And it felt like 2 or 3 weeks after.
Ago, no,
I was like, shit.
Yeah. They don't be ready for that, and then
the output is incredible.
Yeah, and then with his shit, nigga, his version of industry shit is We Know the Truth. Like that's Draco industry shit. Like,
You
know what I mean? That's as far. That's just me knowing his rap style. To me, that's how far I think he's gonna go.
That's like, fair.
Like listening to his approach coming off.
Right.
Yeah, he gonna come off.
What did you learn from him as far as? You know, obviously you're in his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
What have you taken from him and applied to your own, you know, style and how you record and how you write and all that shit?
Other than the lazy shit, the fast coming up with the crafty shit. He be coming up with shit like 5 minutes. Like he go listen to a beat. I remember we used to be like young niggas. He go listen to a beat and then come back like with a whole damn near 20 some bars, just like easy in 5 minutes. So whatever beat he felt like listening to.
Draco, you write him down like in your phone, or you just off the top of the head?
That was a minute ago. He freestyled.
I don't be having time to really write shit like that no more. Sometimes I do, but I be punching in now though.
The Drake record obviously was an incredible look as an independent artist in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I don't know many people who are independent that get the Drake record. Because usually he might find someone that's independent, but that song is going to come out through OVO as a one-off.
Him. He ain't going to let him just wiggle with that motherfucker.
Hey, you got it and it's out. And I mean, I think that's one of the biggest looks, you know, in L.A. in a long time, man.
Yeah.
That says a lot. You mentioned being in the club with him and shit. How's your relationship with Drake? Like, you know, a lot of people kind of just...
I just seen him yesterday in traffic. That's the crazy part. That's funny. But yeah, he's straight. I don't know. I'll be talking to him.
I know we were talking outside about the potential of doing a music video for this record.
Yeah.
Which would take it over the top, I think.
We're supposed to.
What is the, what's going on with that?
I'm just waiting for him. He was telling me he went right to the treatment, so he's going to see.
You gonna let Drake handle the treatment?
You wanna do it?
I mean, that's a beautiful thing, right there.
Yeah.
TK was saying too. You're tapped in with Detroit Heavy. You and Vezo.
Yeah, we got a
joint tape coming.
Yeah, me and Vez.
Is it done?
We probably missing like one song or something. Like one or two songs, maybe one or two. That's it.
What's you know, Vezo's a real dope dude. I met him a few times. He seems like, you know, I'm real tight with his cousin Adrian Swish.
Yeah.
What is the chemistry between Detroit and the West Coast? I feel like there's something about it. Like, I feel like Detroit functions so hard with Cali and vice versa.
Same type of shit. Like,
yeah, that's probably what it is.
From the dripping and to the flu flamming and re-rocking niggas and scamming and shit. We on the same type of shit. It's just we probably flock a little bit more than they. You feel me? Sell dope and shit.
Right.
Like, that's the other thing. You know, we sold dope, but that was not me personally. But that was back in the '80s. How niggas was coming. Niggas ain't coming like that in 2021. Like these young niggas is going in houses and doing crazy shit.
Also, shout out to everybody who isn't going into houses and instead is cracking the government now.
Yeah.
Running up the EDD.
Yeah,
I'd rather have them run up the EDD than run up in your crib. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool too. But a lot of niggas is, you know, they can't do that for long because it's over with. And a lot of niggas ain't letting niggas. I ain't showing you how to do the other shit. Niggas is like, I ain't letting you eat no more. You really? That's how niggas beat up.
It's so many people eating.
Yeah.
Like people who out.
When I got out, nigga, I got out. Everybody was up and comfortable, like 80 piece. You feel me?
Right. Like yo.
Like, you know,
pandemic hit and everyone
like,
hit a lick.
I'm fresh out to nothing. I'm like, oh yeah, niggas going crazy. I got to get on my shit.
Yeah, I saw something came out that. Imagine if you met Jesus Christ, right, when he was born, the day he was born, And in from that day to now, every day you made $1 million. Mm-hmm. You still wouldn't make the amount of money the government just printed for this EDD.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Because it's like something like $770 billion you would have made, and the government did $1.4 trillion.
That's a good logic to make a broke nigga want to go get some more money every day.
Facts.
Yeah, see, my niggas don't be, niggas act like they on Ramadan or something. They act like they don't want to eat.
How, I see, I mean, obviously, Draco, you're walking around with a substantial amount of Fedia yourself. What do you, I mean, obviously, since you got out of jail, man, you know, you're a really smart guy. Your team is real smart. Shout out to TK. What are you doing? You know, the real estate market is booming. There's so much shit going on. Are you putting your money in any different spot?
Shit, I'll be trying to tell you stupid.
Or are you just buying more jewelry? Because this is a lot more jewelry than the last time.
I'm putting more into stocks and like shit like that. This nigga, I'll be trying to tell him. I'll be buying low. You feel me? Dropping 100, 200 every now and then on a little Bitcoin. This nigga got the money to go buy a whole Bitcoin. Like,
you could buy it. I don't even know how many Bitcoins you could get with
that. He's going Dogecoin and go crazy.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Like, he don't want to eat. I'll be like, this nigga crazy. I told him he can go buy like, go drop 20 on a couple little houses and get Airbnb to beat him, motherfucker. He ain't gonna want to do it.
So keep rolling his eyes right now.
He don't want no money.
Hey, man, look, it's your money. You're gonna do what you want with it. You can't, I tell you what, you can't take it with you. Can't do that. That's some real shit. Your family good, you're good, you're comfortable, as long as you're happy. But so you're fucking with the crypto?
Yeah, I'll be fucking around. I don't know how to work it. I just be throwing little 50s and
30s. Right.
Just shit and random little shit.
See what happens.
I should be lighting up all green though. Shit, I should be hitting. What? Oh, my shit be everything. It'd be like 15 greens and like 3 oranges and shit. That's all I know. I know I'm winning.
You know, Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Robin Hood because that shit just made it so easy.
That's why I was another thing, nigga. They got
it's like a social media app. You just log on. You be like, yeah, bye.
I feel like it's too many hood niggas talking about it, bro. They gonna crash that shit. They gonna
we gotta get.
Nigga, they don't know what to do. Nigga, they come on, man. I got out of jail, bro. It's way too many niggas in the hood talking about some. Yeah, I just put 10 bands into stocks and shit. I'm like, God.
But that's good.
No, it's good, but shit, I feel like this is gonna be overloading the system or something. It's gonna be a glitch somewhere. They ain't gonna want us to win that much.
We gotta get Draco.
They ain't gonna miss it though. Sure.
Draco, you gotta get in the bit, at least a little bit in that Bitcoin game.
I was thinking about it. I'm trying to put my shit in there and then shit just go bad.
Yeah, but shit, it's you gonna have it over there. You gonna have it over there,
bro. If you drop the Draco NFT. Fam.
Yeah, I was already thinking about that.
You'll make a million, bro. Like, that's something. Y'all got it. Bro, Tory Lanez just did it and he's quote unquote canceled, and that motherfucker went crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I can't. I'm just saying, like, you know, the industry is canceled Tory.
That's why I'm ready.
Tory, good people. Like, but he did the NFT and I think he did like 1 point some odd million. Like, the dude, he cracked him. Even if you do a 500 off of something that isn't even real, it's like nothing you can touch. It's literally like a digital. Bro, you could drop a song as an NFT and just.
How does that work?
I connect you with some people. My boy does all of the NFT shit for a lot of the. But yeah, you could like literally you could tell your fans, I'm going to put out a song as an NFT and there's going to be one of one. So the only one person. We'll have the song. They have to buy that NFT, and the bids will go up like 6 figures. I promise you, bro.
Fuck. Oh yeah, they gonna go crazy for your shit.
100%, man.
Your fans be hype beast.
Crazy, motherfuckers, man.
Draco, so look, man, I loved you on
face tattoo, my name tattooed.
This is what I tell everybody who's not from here. I say Draco's the hottest rapper. Blast is the hottest singer. You guys came together on his project, on the deluxe.
I'm gonna say right now.
Yeah, there's a couple niggas.
I'm gonna say right now. Until
Greedo.
Right now, though.
Yeah, right now.
Right now, Blast got it. Right now. No, I'm talking about. Right now, Blast. I mean, Roddy ain't dropped since then, end of 2019. I'm talking about right now. And of course, if Roddy Ricch drops tomorrow, there's not even a conversation. They're both incredible, and Blast will get there. Yeah. But I thought it was dope that y'all came together. Just I felt like, okay, this had to happen. Was there a situation where you did one for him and he did one for you? Like, y'all got more than one song?
I just told him too. I just haven't did it yet because I've been so what's it called? But, yo, we supposed to do some more shit. I mean, we already because I did the other shit
in the studio.
You guys, shit that was on E-40 shit when you was doing.
Yeah, on the E-42 short shit. Yep.
Yeah, we just shot the video for that. Don't forget, it was like 2-3 days.
Well, you, I feel like you got to get the blast, a blast hook on your shit, man. It would be crazy.
Yeah. Sure, I gotta get my hook.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be who else? Obviously, you got Stink Team. So, you know, I was talking to TK outside. He kind of compared you to like the Gucci Mane in LA when it comes to the A&R shit. When it comes to having having your ear to, you know, the new talent.
Got the ear for it.
So you know, you got the label. Give me a, you know, what's Stink Team? Give me the origins of the name. The, you know, who's a part of it and all that good shit.
Man, it's me, my brother. Was catchy, lonely, catchy. Some bull, good finesse. Bambino, Monk, say so. He's so burnt out right now. Yeah, get it together. Then I'm thinking about a couple of other people. Right? You know, then we got Rambo, Damon. I'm trying to get Lil Nine. Right now, though. That's about it right now.
And shout out, you got a situation with for the label with Empire, right?
Nah, we and some other people.
No, what would you just say? He said, "Oh no, we're talking about his back catalog."
Yeah.
The back catalog, yeah. Shout out to Gazi though. So, what do you like? When it comes to somebody who you want to sign, right? What is like the main thing, like the main attribute of a new artist that you're looking for?
That nigga gotta be hard.
He gotta be hard.
He can't just be regular, and he gotta be able to just make shit just as fast as we make our shit. Because we don't need no flops. Yeah. We need a nigga that can make a slapper. Facts, no cap.
You know how to get in there 8 hours, nigga. Cutting, one song. Asking me to coach in.
No, fuck all that. So, we need a hit and fast.
I done been in the studio, nigga. I'd be like, bro,
because we record too fast. We record, nigga. Class like just like. Good shit in like 10 minutes, like no cap, like 10, 20 minutes, like a whole, like me, I can record a hook and a verse in like 15 minutes, no cap, 16, easy.
Yeah, I'm like 5.
Just punch in.
He said, I'm like 5.
He like the same amount of time unless he got it written down already.
He said, I'm like 5.
I'd be faster than all these niggas. I'm like 10 minutes, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Hey, who? Really? Who rapped first?
Depending on whoever feeling the beat.
No, no, who rapped first in life?
Oh, him.
Okay.
You know, we all was like, you feel me, Bush and High, young niggas.
Right.
But he was rapping first. Like, he been having this little YouTube shit from like 2012, damn near. Freestyles and shit. Mm-hmm. That niggas don't even know him, but he been hard as a motherfucker.
Right.
And we been fly, like, been doing the same shit.
Hey, what up, man? Had to interrupt the Bootleg Cab podcast to tell you about our good friends at Odd Socks. All right? Yo, shout out to them for sponsoring the podcast, but also for being such a fire company, and they just introduced their draws. That's right. Odd Socks now got your boxer briefs on deck. Some Tapatio joints. And then, of course, they got the best socks in the game. Look at these Stone Cold socks. Look at these two. I mean, look, I love Fruit Loops, but I love these Fruit Loops socks. These are fire. I'm taking those for myself. They got all the licenses, Breaking Bad, Mac Dre, ODB, WWE, Street Fighter, whatever you want, they got, including these draws. I love these draws. I got some on right now. So listen, tap in with Odd Socks. Go to oddsocksofficial.com. Use the keyword Bootleg Kev, and you will save 20% off at checkout. So oddsocksofficial.com, keyword Bootleg Kev. Save 20% at checkout. Thank me later. Hey, y'all, I've been seeing you pretty much hop on, shit, man. My homie's Mexican, and I know you did this straight banda-ass Rancho Humilde record. I forget the artist's name, but it's the whole song's in fucking Spanish, and then your rap, but it's like not like Spanish like reggaeton. It's like some real like
you talking about JD
Corrido shit.
Yeah, JD,
and that shit came out hard as fuck.
No, it wasn't like no regular. Like,
I was like, this shit is crazy.
Like the regular like the other
shit.
It's some real like
it's
like
you
tried to like.
I'm
like
it was a good cross. Cool, like it's not like no shit.
Cross. What is the if someone's watching this and let's say the music ass juice, right? But they got a dope dealer behind them, so they got a bag, and they want a Draco verse. What's the ticket for that?
It depends.
The song's trash, though. Garden. It's not a good song. They want you to do the video and the verse, but they got money.
That's the high. That's like 50.
Yeah, I was about to say
a 50 piece. 50, bro. Yeah, 50 like piece. 50.
You want me to do the video too?
The video too. I gotta put my name on
him up. Gotta bring the Don out. You gotta. Oh yeah, yeah. That's like 50.
That's a 50 piece.
That's a 50.
No video. Will we cut that in half?
You can give me 30.
And I
still gotta put my name on.
Yeah, cause he getting love. He be getting dubs, like regular dubs, just like every damn near 2 days. Like dubs just.
Yeah, hey, the most ill shit. I was just on Instagram. I didn't even know Sweetie was dropping new music and shit. I was like, this motherfucker Draco's in this video with Sweetie. Like my wife's favorite rapper and shit. She's like, hey, she put the song on. She's like, I can't even hear what the fuck he's saying. It sounds like he's whispering.
He dropped three videos that day too. That's the code.
Three
people dropped that
Bino,
day.
Incredible, and then
All Black.
Shout out to All Black. He's on the project.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah, All Black. I think is bringing a lot of energy out of the Bay that is necessary for sure.
His videos be looking hard as a motherfucker. He ain't know how to rap.
Yeah. I fuck with All Black because I feel like we have the same belly. You know what I'm saying? So I see All Black, I'm like, yo, me and you are built the same way, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, I respect that. You know, put on for the dad bods one time. What's obviously the joint album is out, but what's next for you on the solo tip? Is it gonna be a solo project, the Vezo project? What's next?
I don't know. It depends, cause I'm gonna drop my solo shit in the summer. So, but if me and Vezo finish the tape before then, but it depends though, cause me and Bino dropping the tape too. So.
Is the Bino tape wrapped up?
We about to finish it probably tomorrow. We gotta do some shit.
How many records are on the Bino tape?
I don't know. I can't remember how many it is. So I think we got like 4 or 5, but I work fast, so that should be done tomorrow.
Have you ever been around an artist that works as fast as you besides him, besides your brother? Or that can keep up with you?
Greedo.
Yeah, that's fair. Hey TK, how many songs you say he got? Like 1,300 or some shit in the can.
He got more than that. No cap. He probably had that when I was out the first time. I had that damn near, nigga. And I don't know where none of them songs is at.
Thousands. Is there anything going on with it, like any update with him as far as like when you know is any sort of light at the free Greedo?
Greedo, man.
Free Greedo,
man.
You know what's crazy is the last time I saw you, we were just kind of talking about like how you know you have a lot of sons in the LA scene as far as just sonically, right? And you were gone for a long time, so it was very easy for people to thrive.
Pretty much.
With variations of what some might call your style, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like since you've been home, you've been getting the credit and the, you know, I feel like you've been getting the notoriety because like I said, you're the hottest. Yeah. But have you felt the credit and the, you know, the respect you deserve from your, you know, from the industry and from your peers, you know, in LA?
Not in LA, from other people though, mainstream artists and shit, but not the ones from out here. I don't know why.
I mean, it's a couple.
A couple, but who though? I'm talking about like LA. I'm not talking about the Bay and everywhere else. I'm talking about out here.
What was the one thing that when you and Drake had that first conversation, did he kind of tell you like what song it was that like caught his attention or what he was fucking with that you had out at the time?
Impatient.
That was the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he turned that song into damn near his song. Shit.
That's
his
fair.
Song like shit, a Draco song. It don't even sound like you. Wouldn't even think it's the same song.
Nobody know. They be telling me you're making Impatient too. I'm like, nigga, this is a freestyle.
Yeah,
like, it's not a song.
He said it's a freestyle.
Jeremiah and Ty and other songs.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's what I be trying to say. Yeah. Exactly. Nigga wouldn't even know whose song it is. He made it sound like some whole different shit.
Damn, that's crazy. I totally forgot about that record too. Jesus.
Like that. That's what he do to niggas beats. Like he just hop on these beats. That's why I told him he gotta hurry up and do that. He gotta do all the beats that's like booming right now. Like it's so cold, I do them too.
Have you tapped in with Roddy since you've been home? I know last time we talked about how he blew up while you was locked up, but
yeah, no, I was talking to him. I ain't heard from him in a minute.
That's enough. I feel like that's an inevitable thing too. Like whatever album he's got coming out, if he got the Drago, I feel like that'd be crazy for the city. Any songs that we don't know about that you're sitting on that you can kind of like, you know, like without. I mean, look, there, you got a Drake feature, so it doesn't get bigger than that unless you tell me you got the whole feature. You know what I mean? Which I'm not even sure is bigger than the Drake feature, to be 100% honest. Shout out to Jay-Z, but they're right there. You know what I mean? But who? Ozuna? Oh, you got the Ozuna joint? The fuck? Oh, shit, you about to be in Puerto Rico? Paisa dance. Bro, can you go? Can he said the paisa dance? I think paisa is Mexico, right? As Mexicans, yeah. I don't know what.
All doing the same little jig with the little twist, little.
No cap. Can you like? Are you allowed? Are you still on papers? Or are you like? Can you move?
Yeah, but I think I could go out there. I
don't know. I'm saying like you're allowed to move around like freely.
I can move around.
Yeah, you got to go to Puerto Rico to shoot the video. Mm-hmm. He's a shout out to Ozuna. I know he's He's opening a cookies in Puerto Rico with Burner. Yeah.
Hell no. Don't care. Walk over there and pay the eye for some gas.
Ralphie, with you, man, like what's next for you? You got a solo project?
I got Never Been Normal and Skateboard. Shit, I got like a lot of projects out with like.
No, I mean like coming soon. Like coming. Like
coming soon. Like yeah. In the next nigga month, week type shit. And then I got other shit with like mixtapes with niggas who getting cover arts and shit.
Yeah, I know you were just talking about how you were like super tapped in with some of the young dudes at Stockton.
Oh, yeah, I'll be fucking with Stockton. Slowby, J Bo, Job.
You think Stockton's kind of going to be like the next wave to hit out of LA, or out of Cali? I mean, out of the state?
Yeah, I think it's hitting a little hard right now. Them niggas going crazy out there. No cap.
Yeah, I think.
And that just me, my like ear from me getting out of jail and just jumping into the streets, you feel me? And all like a couple, you know, just going on Instagram, seeing like them niggas be going crazy.
Mm.
There's a couple niggas in the Bay though too. They go crazy too. Yeah, that's my ear at.
I think Brace might have started. RP
bro. What is you know, give me a kind of a perspective from both of y'all. Let's say 10 years from now, you know, what do y'all want y'all legacy to be for the next decade? Like what do you want somebody to say about Draco, about Ralphie? Like
shit, I just want niggas to know like we the truth. We can rap and we've been getting money since been getting money was getting money. Like niggas know we didn't. Like, we been doing this shit. We made this shit cool. So, I want niggas to, like, they need to know. Like, that's why our fans be going so hard for us. No cap. They know, like, since they been watching us, we been going crazy.
Yeah.
Since the Mr. Get Dope record.
Hey, look, you posted a picture. This guy posted the pictures of motherfuckers getting Draco tattooed on their head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they know the truth. The real fans know the truth.
Where does that do you obviously you have to follow that fan, right? That's that gotta get the follow. Like
he's so thirsty, he probably ain't.
Oh, because he sent me that tattoo after I posted. It was already another nigga that had got it on his arm.
But the head is different level of
That's like exclusive. That's a follow for sure.
I know, but then it's like but then it's like when I told everybody I just wanted to see who had the stink team tag. It was 50 motherfuckers. I'm like, damn, I gotta follow all 50 of them. Like,
did you follow all 50?
Draco on the face though.
But the Draco on the face. When you saw that saw that tattoo, were you like impressed or scared? Because that's kind of scary.
That's like some Kanye shit. Nah, Kanye fans be hype beasts like that.
Yeah. That's some Insane Clown Posse shit, if we're being 100% honest.
No cap.
Yeah, like when you see a fan get your actual name tattooed on their fucking face.
That shit is crazy.
That can go like either way. It could be like, yo, I'm going to have to block this person because that's a little scary and I don't, you know what I'm saying? Or... Yeah, like how like when you saw that, how did you feel? That's crazy. I mean, that's
I ain't never seen that one before. That's one for the record.
The type of nigga who was drunk, really on some Draco shit, and just a weirdo. And
like that dude loves you.
Yeah, on some shit like weird type nigga.
Does he get free? Does he get free? Hey, does he get free merch? Like free, like, hey, look, the show's in your city. We gonna make sure you get in, all right?
He don't even know.
That should be his backstage pass for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, you be a Milwaukee performer. This motherfucker. Yeah, yo, the guy with the Draco tattoos back.
He might be a Perkins. We ain't fucking with him. He cool, though. Hell no, he might be the police.
Yeah, the tattoo was it was interesting.
Trying to get in. Are you starting to think about
touring now that shit's starting to open up? I've been seeing a lot of tours get announced for like October, November. Is that where your head is? You know, I feel like you could do a tour and it'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here.
Have you been able to like move around outside of Cali much?
Yeah, I've been moving around. Shit, just in Miami. We just got back like last week. That's where I was at.
Shout out to Miami, man. Miami's no state tax. No state tax, great strip clubs, great food.
I know the truth.
The water's warmer. You go to fucking Santa Monica, freeze your fucking ass off getting into that ocean. And you might step on a heroin needle. You go to Venice Beach, you're definitely stepping on a heroin needle.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're going to walk into some human shit.
They done turned that shit to some third world country shit. It's tents lined up everywhere and shit. I'm like, bro, this shit, bro. Niggas got some money and went crazy.
Have you been to Venice recently, Draco?
I haven't been up there in a minute.
Bro, it's tense everywhere, bro.
It is insane. I rode my bike through there about a month ago, man. When I tell you, it is like...
That shit down there worse than downtown.
It's like fucking Skid Row, bro. Yeah. On the water. All these motherfuckers is living on the beach for free.
And they going crazy. Them niggas is out there wilding.
Yeah,
fighting shit on the beach.
Stay away, man. Yeah, everybody fighting. They shitting in buckets. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They are.
You can get thrown in the chin up and down there.
I saw some fucking bitch. She was shit, bro. Some homeless lady was shitting in a bucket, bro. I'm on my bike. Look over. She's shitting in a paint bucket. I said, oh, hell no. People walking by with their kids and shit. And Venice Beach was always like kind of, you know, different, but nah, it's fucked.
Got that ADD, spent you all on heroin, and they just got whooped afterwards.
For sure.
It wasn't busting them.
Yo, they got their ADD and they bought camping supplies.
What? No cap. Downtown, nigga. These niggas got little Hondas out there parked out there. Them niggas out there living.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, obviously being, you know, from LA, like, the homeless shit is so crazy out here. It's getting almost unbearable.
They getting comfortable. I don't know how the fuck are they getting that company.
Would you guys ever leave LA? And like obviously like as far as just getting another place to live in a different state that's not as LA kind of crazy. You know, I'm not even talking about the street shit. I just mean
it's a lot of smoker shit going on.
Smoker.
We're talking crack, meth.
All these niggas high off all type of shit out here. These niggas moving weird out here.
I ain't even know.
No cap.
You guys fuck with Snowfall?
Oh, that's my shit. That shit remind me of like some back in the day type right now shit. Like,
yeah. You watch Snowfall, Draco?
I never got to get in it.
You gotta go watch that shit.
That shit is crazy. That shit is like, it's like a freeway. It's like, it feels like it was loosely based on Freeway Rick Ross's story, right?
Whoever wrote it, they kind of wrote it to
John
like,
Singleton.
Like right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Mm.
All the little schools are dope shit.
Hey, Draco, what is something that's in your playlist, right, that everyone would be extremely surprised by? A non-rap song. How about that? You gonna pull out the Adele? Some Nickelback?
Probably Topic, Breaking Me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's some R&B shit, right?
Some
R&B Topic?
Trevor Daniel.
Trevor Daniel? That sound like the motherfucker who just got drafted by the Jaguars.
That song called Father.
Is that a country singer?
Pop singer.
Trevor Daniel.
Let's see. Hey, boy, where I put that motherfucking Jew on right now, man. You good? Let him relax. That little nigga crazy.
It was one more. Who's a non-rapper, someone who you're not affiliated with professionally that you would love to collaborate with? It's a little kind of random.
You said non-rapper.
Like a nigga that don't rap?
Yeah, like a
rapper before.
No. Not like, let's take rappers out of the equation. Singer, songwriter, somebody who you would want to work with that we might not expect.
Probably like 21 Pilots or something.
21 Pilots?
All right.
Your son thought that was hilarious, or your nephew thought that was hilarious. He hit the giggle. He said, "All right, 21 Pilots." You know what I mean? Yeah, you get a lot of that. You know, I don't know what they call it. You know, 14, 15 year old. I mean, that's probably most of your fans are probably 14, 15 year old white kids anyway. They already there anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I still listen to it. I ain't out that Draco anyway. Yeah.
Well, A Cold Day in Hell is out. The Joint Project. You got a whole lot of shit coming.
Oh yeah, I just be recording shit every day. I damn near put every song I record on Instagram, so people just be going on my Instagram. I'm finna just archive all that shit, so they gotta wait. I be trying to just show niggas they can't fucking archive. Keep recording.
Bro, you
shit.
Said archive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said he's corrected him.
Read it on some high shit.
Yeah, that should be happening sometimes. You'd be reading some shit phonetically. Yeah, and he'd be like,
you be like, you said how you think it's pronounced.
Right.
Saying it right.
And then Draco, you got your shit coming solo for the summer. Beano tape. And a Vezo tape. You're doing a tape with Blue Bucks? Is that that's crazy. Those guys got the best sports references in their bars. They got all the sports bars. You know what I'm saying? What did you say they said? They said some shit. You had only one good year, Jay Cutler. I said,
and then you really got to be into it to really know.
Yeah. They got football bars galore. It's crazy. It's like, yeah, them dudes is.
Daryl, he be on time too, huh?
Did he say no cap?
Yeah, he been saying it on time too.
And then hopefully we get the Drake video.
Yeah.
By the way, Soulja Boy came through and I asked him about the name Draco. I said, hey, look, man. I said, I had Draco the Ruler up here. This happened today. I said, I didn't bring up the jail shit because, I mean, But I said, look, I had Draco the Ruler up here. That's obviously his name. He's had that name for a long time. He's not too fond of you having called yourself Big Draco. He said, my name is DeAndre Cortez, whatever his last name is. So he said, Draco. The last three letters of his first name and the first two. Oh, you've heard it before. Okay. I'm just letting you know that's.
He ain't never been that. So,
Soulja Boy. Nigga ain't gonna stop calling him
Soulja Boy.
He's Soulja Boy.
Why you didn't call yourself that back in the day?
Yeah, you should have been Draco back then.
And it's different. You know who I am, though.
Yeah,
so it's not.
So you're saying he knows who you are. Very aware. Yeah. Okay. So the Draco the Ruler and Big Draco collaboration will never happen. I wouldn't. Oh, if he pays you. Yo, the way you just said it and hit the vape. 850 bands, right? You get the video and the verse.
Video, you get to look cool. You get all the street niggas that actually been in jail in your back in the background.
Hey, he got a record right now. You know, he's he seemed like he's in at least the last time I saw him was when he was on his the Gucci headband wave where he was talking crazy to everybody.
He can ride TikTok right now. That's just everybody get that chance again, but you got to make it count.
Do you have a TikTok account, Draco?
Yeah, I do.
I can't imagine you actually like, do you have someone who does the TikToks for you, or you?
I mean, I made like a couple TikToks. I really TikToks only been kind of like trying to be on. I've been kind of watching it now because they've been having that little she shit going around.
And the what?
Like, I just want people to be arguing because they know I've been saying that shit forever.
So. Wait, I'm sorry. Clarify what you just said.
Like, I got like little TikTok challenge. Like, everybody be on there saying sheesh all day.
Saying sheesh?
Like,
sheesh. Oh, okay. Got you. Got I have you would you ever have a dance to one of your songs, or do you like if the fans create something like that, you run with it? But
if
you
they made it, like, right? Yeah, but I'm not.
I just can't imagine you doing like a fucking.
Kind of look at our videos, we be jugging. So yeah. If there's still a dance,
I just can't imagine you doing a TikTok challenge. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They
like,
I want to do a challenge, but they'll probably do it.
Yeah, they'll do it. I don't know.
They'll blow it out of proportion type shit, and then he'll just be like, "Oh yeah, look, you see this? Go do that type of shit."
The XXL freshman cover. Now I wouldn't consider you a freshman, right? But it feels like that's something that, you know, you deserve to kind of get a look on. Is that something that you're interested in, or?
Not really, though.
Because they should have been did it. They know what time it is. Really. They been seeing them. See, ain't nobody been kicking up dust like this nigga.
Yeah, I made a post.
They
should have
been
came with it. I was just fucking around. I just wanted my fans to start tweeting.
Right.
Come on, bro. I'm too old.
We need some shit like that on the West. They don't be having shit like that.
Like they're like a West Coast freshman.
Niggas be in jail looking at Source and XXL. And what's the other one niggas be off of?
I used to have the Hip Hop Weekly.
They don't have no West Coast shit like
that. Yo, shout out to Hip Hop Weekly. It was a great magazine because there always has so many grammatical errors in it.
It
was like Dave May's dumbass was writing this shit himself. By the way, I actually own like 5% of Hip Hop Weekly. So shout out to Hip Hop Weekly. Hopefully it comes back soon. So, you know, shout out to my guy Clarence Barnes. Anyway, yo, well, I appreciate y'all coming through. We're going to have you guys, you know, kick some bars and shit in a little bit. So that's going to be a separate YouTube video. And I'll borrow, like, I don't know, like, just, I just want to flex like it's mine in a TikTok. You know what I mean?
Everybody else do it.
I'm not even lying. This man threw this money on the floor outside on the sidewalk and was kicking it like it was a soccer ball. And I was like, bruh.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
crazy. And if I'm trying to do the math in my head as far as how fast you record verses and how much you charge for verses and how small amount of time it took you to make that money.
Exactly. That's how we feel about the features.
Like, imagine when you walk out the studio, you was in there an hour and you come out with like 100 bands
worth of features ready to.
You know what I'm saying? That's impressive, man.
Like that.
That's impressive. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to what y'all got the rest of the year, man. Yeah. And go check out A Cold Day in Hell.
Cold Day in Hell. Me and long live Jamie on Davis.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.